For shortwave listening, well, and medium and long wave for that matter, medium wave, by the way, in America is known as AM, isn't it? The AM band. You will need, obviously, an aerial. Now, the best thing, don't worry too much about complex aerials if you just want to generally listen to what's on the shortwave bands. You might have a general coverage communications receiver. You might have an old valve radio from the 40s in an old wooden or Bakelite cabinet with shortwave bands on it, and you want to have a listen to see what's there. All you need is a bit of wire basically thrown outside. Well, not thrown, slung outside. No, not slung, that's the wrong word. I've got, just as a general listening aerial, I've got several HF aerials. I've got 100 feet of wire, which is, what, about 30 metres long. It's only 12 feet off the ground, so it's not very high at all. It's all horizontal. Just comes out of the window here at the front of the house, round the side of the house and down the garden. And that's it. And it is really good for receiving, well, long and medium wave and short wave up to about 30 megs. It's really good. I have compared it to my doublet aerial, which is a centre-fed horizontal dipole, basically 132 feet long. That's cut for the 80 metre amateur band. And obviously the little aerial isn't quite as good, but for shortwave listening, it's great. You don't need an ATU. You don't need to mess about with anything like that, although that would improve matters. Just stick it in the back of your radio where it says aerial and off you go. If you get really hooked on shortwave listening, there's at some later stage you can perhaps improve the aerial. But certainly for starting off, just chuck a bit of wire out in the garden. Obviously, if you don't have a garden, if you live in a flat, an apartment, then there's a problem. A friend of mine, he lived in a flat fairly high up and he dropped a bit of wire out of the window, just dropped it all the way down. And that worked fairly well. The only thing with aerials these days is not so much positioning the aerial wire for the best reception of shortwave stations. It's positioning it for the least interference, which we didn't have back in the 60s. Just didn't have all the noise and rubbish that's around now. So experiment. I think that's the secret with any aerial. Experiment. Stick it out into a tree or whatever you've got and see what happens. One aerial that worked very well for me was about, what, 60, 70 feet of wire just across the top of the fence. I nailed it. I nailed it to the fence, which is 6 feet high, all the way down the garden and then a bit along the end. And that worked extremely well as well, just for listening. So whatever you do, good luck, and I hope you enjoy shortwave listening. It's a great hobby.